vague and then have trouble sticking to them. But if you say you want to be more stylish, that can really encompass a lot of things, doesn't it?
If you're realistic, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as long as you don't say, you know, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to look like Audrey Hepburn, but, you know, you're a far cry from being, you know, a skinny little elegant waif. As long as your goal is to be realistic and to be the best you can in your body, absolutely you can do it.
And there's a lot of things you can do to make yourself a bit more stylish. You don't have to change a lot of things. Maybe just your wardrobe.
Just your wardrobe. And I think the most important thing that people always forget about is, you know, the beauty of a good haircut, of staying modern and staying fresh, and things that keep you looking alive, simple things like, you know, making sure your teeth are pretty and clean and white and that your skin looks good and you take care of it. And, you know, you put yourself in a sense where you look the best that you can and you keep yourself looking timeless. And it's much easier these days than it's been in the past.
Now, I know, according to research by MyGoals.com, about 37% of Americans will have given up on their resolutions by the end of February, so they're trying to stick with them, but some of them end up giving up. But if you say you want to be a bit more stylish and be more with the trends, that's something that can last you all year long because you have winter styles and spring and summer, so you can always change your look.
Absolutely, but I think more than setting that as I'm going to change everything tomorrow, I think what you need to do when it comes to your image is subtle little gradual changes. And people, because then, you know, say, well, I'm going to be stylish, but, you know, and then they go in the store and go, well, I got to spend, you know, $20,000 on a new wardrobe. I can't do that. And then, you know, they curl up and go home. So what you need to do is just add things gradually and change things and maybe just always keep a promise to yourself that you're going to add a few pieces to your wardrobe to stay modern, and you're going to buy a couple of new lipsticks this season, and you're going to maybe change your hairstylist to someone who understands you better, and you're going to spend a little more money on your skin, and, you know, just gradual changes. And a lot of little changes make a big impact.
What are some of the trends we're seeing for this year?
As far as fashion goes?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, kind of going back in time right now with the a lot of 60s looks, those little short graphic mini dresses. I think what's happening is that everyone's going kind of, you know, there's always like a movie every year that everybody goes crazy over, and I think what's coming up now is they're doing the movie on the Andy Warhol factory with Sienna Miller. And you're going to be seeing a lot of mini dresses, a lot of 60s. And then they're going to also, it's a little confusing because it's kind of like multi-eras. There's going to be a lot of 70s kind of flower child flowing things. Not the beaded caftans of the, you know, a couple of seasons ago, but more like an earthy, gentle, patchworky, and a silk, like a rich hippie look. I guess that's a better way of calling it. And then the other thing which is really hitting big is the sort of the ode to the 80s and the power dressing and the purples and the rich colors and the more metallics and a little more of that over-the-top 80s look. But what happens whenever fashion takes its sort of cue from something vintage and you're no longer 16 and everything is not the very first time for you, you need to learn how to tweak it. And you can't ever wear anything that's too literal from an era where you wore it exactly before. You need to sort of keep it up to date and keep it modern and fresh so you don't seem to look like you're wearing a costume, but you look, you know, of the moment.
Now, are we going to see the same thing with hairstyles? Are the hairstyles of the 60s and 80s going to be
different? I hope not those 60s. And that's what keeps it modern, is back in the 60s, you know, a lot of the hair had that heavy lacquered shellac look, and the 80s had, you know, the big, bushy, crazy hair, which, I mean, I just, you look at it now and you're like, whoa, that's a lot of hair. But one of the things that when, and it's just kind of a good golden rule, whenever you're wearing clothes that are very busy or very dressy or very glittery or very much of a certain era, your hair should sort of be the opposite. It should be soft and natural. And soft and natural will balance the busyness and the heaviness and maybe the austerity of your clothes. And the other thing is, soft and natural hair is also younger looking. And the more slick and solid your hair looks, the older it makes you look, because it sort of exaggerates the wrinkles and the flaws. And when hair is soft, it's, you know, it's a good way of keeping everything in check.
Now, Sharon, some people made the resolution maybe to start exercising more and getting in better shape. And if that's something they've already given up on, they can still have that look of maybe having a flattering figure, because there's some clothes out there that's going to give them that look.
Yeah, and I think with clothes, the most important thing also is to start with some good undergarments. I think people forget that, and, you know, they wear the panties that really cut in, or they wear a bra that's the wrong size. And, You know, I always said pantyhose with 2% Lycra is a girl's best friend. So, you know, the bare leg is kind of out right now, except for, you know, hot summer months where it's sort of appropriate. It's more a common sense bare leg than a fashion bare leg. And tights are really important. And a pair of tights with a little bit of Lycra will hold it all in. Keep you going to the trainer maybe one extra day that week, you know.
Now, what about for skincare and things like that?
Well, the with skincare, that starts way back when. You should always take care of your skin. There's just really no excuse not to take care of your skin, not to use the right moisturizer, not to stay out of the sun and use a sunscreen. You know, you really need to start early. But what's happening is, there's a lot of new things. So, you know, as you get older, no matter how good you've been to your skin, you're going to age and things are going to start to sag and wrinkle, and they may not be as pert and pretty as they were in the past. And a lot of women are like, oh, my God, I'm never going to have a facelift. And they kind of get stuck in, you know, I look great once and now I look like, ugh, and what am I going to do? And you don't need to go to those extremes anymore. And someone who's sort of afraid of injectables, there's all sorts of new things. And this is where technology comes in, and it's really kind of wonderful. And one of the treatments is sort of a way of jump-starting your collagen. So you won't get a face that's different than the face you have. So you won't have a, say, if I have a facelift, you know, am I going to recognize myself? Or what happens if I have too much Botox? What am I going to do until it, you know, until it wears off? You'll only have what you get because it's taking your own collagen and it's going tap, tap, wake up and, you know, and look great again. And one of these treatments is called Refirm. And the other thing that's exciting about it is that it's FDA approved. And what it does is it combines multiple energies and it heats up your skin, and therefore it says, wake up, skin, come on, get that collagen kicking in, and it makes you look refreshed and alive, and it's really wonderful. And I think treatments like Refirm, you know, there's no downtime. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to be afraid of healing. You don't have to be afraid that, you know, you're going to go and do it, and the next day everyone's going to look at you and go, what did she do? Because the change is gradual. It's cumulative. So, you know, over some time, they're like, you know, you're looking better. Is it that new haircut? You know, or you're really looking good. What did you do? And it's kind of like more like you're really little known secret that nobody knows, because it's a very soft, gradual change, and it just keeps you looking fresh.
Of course, once you get that fresh look with your skin, you want to make sure you pick the proper makeup for your skin type.
Right.
And some people might have trouble figuring that out sometimes.
Well, sometimes, you know, the best thing to do is to go to a cosmetic counter. But then the other thing is, sometimes when you go to a cosmetic counter, they're kind of loyal to their brand. So when you're looking for advice and you can't be hiring a professional makeup artist, it's always a good thing to look at the person applying the makeup and look at the brand and see if they're creating the image that you want to have. You know, do they have more of a heavy makeup look? Is it a little too natural for you? You know, what's the best bet? And then ask them for suggestions. See what they do. Look in the magazines. Look at, you know, pictures of actresses. Right now there's a lot of, like, pink base going on in makeup. But, you know, figure out, it may not have to be that chalky pink. I mean, I know personally I'm certainly not a pink girl, but I am going softer. So you translate it in a way that works for you. And when you get new makeup, just don't say it looks great in a department store. Like, go outside, see how it looks in the real life, and maybe just road test it for the day and come back tomorrow and buy it and say, did it last? Did it, you know, did that floral smell lipstick make me crazy? Did it chap my lips? Did I feel like I was wearing makeup? Was it too heavy? You know, and road test before you commit.
Well, some great ideas this morning. Again, if you're looking to make any of these changes, do it gradually. Don't just wake up one morning and totally change your look.
Right, and then you'll stick with it.
And Sharon, if people want to learn more about the things you talked about today, where can they go?
Well, you can learn more about my age advice on focusonstyle.com, which is my website. And if you want to learn more about keeping young and Refirm, you can go to Syneron, and they have a fantastic site, and they'll tell you exactly what you need to know. And that's Syneron.com, Syneron. So it's Focus on Style and Syneron.
Sharon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Style expert Sharon Haver has been our guest this morning. All right, thanks a lot. You have a good day.
You too.
Miss Stephanie?
Yes.
Do you know when this may run?
Should run Monday during my home show.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.